Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the meeting to order this evening. Please rise for the pledge and invocation.
Mr. Waddell, Mr. Johnstone, Mr. Shealy, Ms. Dvorich, Mr. Julian, Mr. Lastic, Mr. Salito, Mr. Marino.
Here. Excuse Mindy Dvorich for illness, and James Shealy's at the hospital with kidney stone issue.
Second.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Julian to excuse the two members due to illness. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Next order of business is the acceptance of your meeting minutes. Moved by Salito, seconded by Waddell, to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Reports and communications.
Because I was guilty of it. I've had several people say that they can't hear us on Zoom because including me, you always tell me we're not hitting the button. So they're saying the Zoom meetings are not coming across because we're not all doing what you tell us to do.
So if you could remind everybody.
Just make sure when you're speaking, hold the button down. Thank you. The reports, please.
First, from the billing office, billing adjustments for October 2024.
And accept and place on file.
Second.
By Salito, seconded by Julian, to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
Next, from the auditor's office, the statement of cash from revenue October 2024.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Second.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Well, to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
And last, the check report by check number for October 24.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Moved by Lastic, seconded by Julian to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. The next order of business is public remarks on agenda items. Would anyone like to address council on agenda items? Yes, Mr. Strong.
How you doing? I'm Richard Strong. I live at 1017 Robbins Avenue. I want to ask about the third item on the agenda, 144-24. I see that we don't have all council members here. Is this something that is this something you're going to vote on, or is this just a second reading?
I'm going to request, I don't know if it's proper to say it now, but I'm going to request, after having consultation with the mayor and the law director, I'm going to request to have that postponed to a certain date to allow everybody, because my comment would be that if they got voted down today, then we just simply put it right back on and we're going to keep playing the thing. We might as well keep the process going forward and then allow the mayor or whoever to do what they're going to do. So without speaking to others, the issue that you're talking about with the guardrail, I'm going to request that it gets dealt with at another time due to the lack of other council members here. Regardless of them here, it was still was going to get past the mayor's approval ultimately, but to have it voted down today just because you can wouldn't matter, because we'll certainly bring it right back to the next meeting if everybody's here. So I'd rather, instead of keep playing ping pong, keep this moving and address the issue, let it happen as it can be. So,
Mr. Strong, might I add, because we cannot predispose ourselves to understanding the way council is going to vote on a particular matter, a motion to postpone to a date certain would be the date certain will be the next council meeting. And then it will be acted upon on that agenda in its current status as a second reading.
My only concern is that this is a citizen's request. There's no reason not to do it, and it should be given the full consideration of the full council. Thank you very much for your time.
Said that motion will allow that to occur. That's what it's for. Thank you. Anyone else wish to address council on agenda items? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, council committee reports.
I have the safety committee meeting minutes from October 2nd.
A motion to accept and place on file.
Moved by Joanne, seconded by Salido to accept the safety committee meeting minutes and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. For businesses, tonight's legislation.
Draft number 136-24 to be brought to the floor for the third time. An ordinance regarding use of the city seal for campaign materials, creating Niles Codified Ordinance 167, use of city seal, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third read.
Second.
Moved by Julian, seconded by John Stone for a third reading. Questions or comments? Roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
5 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
By Johnstone, seconded by Julian for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
5 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 136-24 has been adopted after its reading. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 141-24 brought to the floor for the second time, a resolution approving the agreement between the City of Niles and the Ohio Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, OPBA, regarding a new labor contract and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Second.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salido for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
5 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 141-24 has received a second reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 144-24 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance regarding the placement of a guardrail at the intersection of Robbins Avenue and Hartzell Avenue, declaring an emergency.
Motion to postpone to a certain date of December 4th.
Moved by Salido, seconded by John Stone to postpone to a date certain of December 4th for its second reading. Questions or comments?
Yes.
On that day, say it would go, and nothing's going to get approved without you, especially. We wouldn't have enough, so it would be a third reading no matter what. We're not trying to spend on that, but we could do it if you want to just move the second one back, too.
Any other discussion?
After that, if that's what the issue is, I certainly don't have.
Next one is the 18th, if that's what you're talking about.
What is the motion currently on the floor, then?
The motion currently is to postpone to a date certain of December 4th for council consideration. Okay. For discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
5 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 144-24 has been postponed to a date certain of December 4th. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 146-24 to be brought to the floor for the second time, a resolution approving the agreement between the City and the Fraternal Order of Police, FOP, Ohio Labor Council Incorporated, regarding a new labor contract and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Second.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Lastic for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
5 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 146-24 has received a second reading. Would the clerk please present the consent agenda as presented?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 147-24, An ordinance approving a then-and-now payment request to KV Electric LLC for emergency repairs of pumps. Draft number 148-24, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated hospital self-insurance fund 772 to the self-insurance account for the cost of health care. Draft number 149-24, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers. Draft number 150-24, an ordinance authorizing expenditures in support of the first annual City of Niles Winterfest holiday event. And draft number 151-24, a resolution approving the adoption of the investment policy for public funds.
Discussion?
Council's pleasure on a motion.
First reading.
We're talking, is this the Winterfest?
Is there a second to the first reading?
I'll second, but I have a discussion.
Sure. There will be. Moved by Joanne, seconded by Johnstone for a first reading. Questions or comments? Mr. Johnstone?
Yes. So typically the reason that we do our consent agenda with the suspension is this is time sensitive. Is any of this going to be an issue before our next council meeting?
Yes. We're going to have a special meeting.
That was my question, if we would call a special meeting. Okay. Thank you.
This would all have to be, for financial purposes, the last working day is November 27th before Thanksgiving. So everything would have to be completed by Tuesday, the 26th.
Is good for next Monday?
Special meeting for next Monday. I'm fine. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I can do it next Monday.
Well, I would do it Monday just in case, you know, these illnesses still leave us less than six people. So, and then we'd have to have another day on Wednesday.
Border control meet about it.
Not until after it passes. So,
meet on Monday, then the time would become sensitive. They would have to get meeting pretty quick. Steve, do you know when you guys would meet?
He can call a special meeting within 24 hours, so he could do Tuesday.
The next scheduled border control would be the day after council meeting, the December 5th is the next regularly scheduled.
I understand, but they have to get the stuff ordered. We'd have to get this done in November for them to have time to move on it.
Once council sets a meeting and approves, we have the ability to call a special border control.
That'd be great.
We do Monday at 5:30.
We can't make it, he said, but I can chair the meeting on Monday, so.
Doug, you go with that, Monday at 5:30?
So by order of city council as a whole, there will be a special council meeting where?
Do we hear or do you want your office? Do it in the lower conference room?
Yeah, just do the lower conference room. Monday, 5:30.
City. So by order of council as a whole, there will be a special council meeting for agenda items only on Monday, November 25th at 5:30 p.m. Any questions or comments?
That's the only issue we're addressing, correct?
You're addressing the consent agenda. The consent agenda only, correct.
And again, for clarity's sake, this is at the city building lower conference room.
Yes, sir.
For anyone who would like to attend, it will not be here.
Yes. And Nikki, we'll make sure the notice goes out because he had to leave. So make sure they get it. Okay. Any other questions or comments on the motion for a first reading? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Yes. Mr. Salido?
Yes.
5 yeas, 0 nays.
Consent agenda has received its first reading. That concludes tonight's legislation. The next order of business, general public comments of general concern. Would anyone like to address council on a general concern? Shot.
Chuck Johnstone. It's been a while since I've been up here about the rental properties. I haven't seen one damn thing done in the neighborhood. I'll take that back. 209 Sheridan has been completely redone. But that was because the original owner sold the house and somebody came in to flip it. And they've done a fine job with it. There has not been one property that I turned into that's had anything done to it. It's been almost 2 months. Why? What's the problem? Why can't we get this stuff done?
Is it possible?
It's absurd.
Is it possible, Steve, you could check with Duke and Matt and see what their status is on that, and then somebody have them give them a return phone call to let them know?
Yeah, they have that list. They have a list of submitted properties.
Yes, absolutely. And there was approximately. When does there still work?
Follow up tomorrow and have them reach out to you.
What about the inspections yearly? Are we going to be able to do that? Why can't we do that? Because I have a property that's right across the street from me, doesn't get inspected because the owner of the house pays the utilities, and then he rents the upstairs. Because he's renting the upstairs, there's no utilities to get turned on for whoever he rents it to. This is the second person he's had in that house, and this house hasn't been inspected.
Mr. Marino, I can speak on that a little bit. So we have a meeting scheduled Friday at 9 a.m. with Mr. Giovanni Merlo, and we're going to discuss financials, what we will need to charge, how many properties there are. That program is still very much on the table. I don't want to get into too many particulars yet because it could change, but there is a meeting Friday at 9 a.m. that I'm going to have to discuss those. No, in his office. It won't be a public meeting.
I guess that's my concerns. Like I said, nothing gets done. Nothing stays. It just stays the same. It just
see and I
the flow.
Without getting specific on yours, we do want to be careful that we don't look like we're doing selective enforcement. I mean, we want to if these and those issues have been there a while, so we do want to make sure that we're not just picking and choosing where we do it. We want to almost take the list or whatever that Duke had and go start there before we. And again, I have no reason to believe those two would do that, but I would actually say just the opposite, that they wouldn't. But if we can go circle the wagons back and address that, because I know it's been a long, you've raised that for quite some time now.
Well, listen, I also know that Mr. Durno, it was either Mr. Durno or Duke, I don't recall exactly, but they did give us an itemized list with a response, but that has been about a month. So to Steve's point, I don't think it's anything out of line to ask for an update on the list that they already gave. So,
but again, it's the same old song and dance. Is it, I got to wait 13 days for a certified letter, 45 days for them to respond. How much longer do we put up with that?
We need to grant him two more minutes if it's council's pleasure.
Motion, second.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Lastic for two additional minutes. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Well, we must provide them a due process under the law. I don't recall the exact timelines with respect to that, but the truth of the matter is, Chuck, there's no excuse. You've been coming here for years and years, going back to when we were across the street on concerns in that neighborhood, and they have not been addressed to your satisfaction. That is the absolute truth. Secondarily, when we worked on the housing code a long time ago and we hired inspectors and we added more teeth to the ordinance, exterior maintenance code, etc., the expectation was that you don't speed in McDonald, right? Nobody speeds in McDonald because you're going to get picked up. The expectation was non-owner occupied properties would be kept up to a community standard because we would have strict enforcement. The city has dropped the ball on that. Anybody that says any differently is not looking you in the face telling you the truth. That is just the truth. Hopefully, we can get better at addressing these things so that you don't keep coming here as red as a beet, justifiably so. So I'd like to think that the mayor, the auditor, and safety committee would put more teeth into this and look at enforcement. And that enforcement also is not just limited to write-ups and whatnot. That also goes to the courts and filing charges in the courts and having the judicial branch enforce the ordinances and holding people accountable if they continue to thumb their nose at the actions of the enforcement officers. So it's just not the administration, it's legislation, and it's your judicial branch. It's all three branches of government working to help address this. And, I'm hoping that we can get back to brass tacks and fix this because it is an issue.
Excellent point, Ms. Marino. And again, without throwing Mr. Zuzulo under the bus, I know that we have had conversation about a potential new hire that would take this on full force for you. Would you? Is it improper if I ask you to maybe speak on that a little?
No, just, you know, my is leaving, so I'm replacing her with an attorney who I can use, you know, to spearhead more of this code enforcement. However, even just this week, you know, I had another charge with several thousand dollars worth of fines on a property where they have ignored us for months. And that seems to be getting their attention, because when those fines hit, then their license gets suspended. And all of a sudden now I'm getting calls where I wasn't getting calls before. And at that point, then we can get the correction that we need to the property. And then I'll move the court, you know, to reduce the fine to some more reasonable number, because thousands of dollars of fines on a minor misdemeanor is somewhat unheard of. But this, our code, to Mr. Marino's point, was amended to allow a daily tally of fines. And that's what I've been doing, is when these cases are coming, I'm starting from when that first letter went, doing $25 a day to the point where we finally got to get you into the court, and it's hitting the several thousand dollars. There's one guy's calling me, his fine's up to $9,600. And, you know, finally realized it because he can't get his car registration and is now looking to get this property up to code like he needs to.
In no way want to say that we have a clear path to resolve all these issues, but I do want to make sure that we point out that council is still moving forward on the inspections, the regular inspections that we discussed, as well as on the judicial level of having someone a little more dedicated and freed up once he gets this new position. So, to Mr. Marino's point, there are multiple levels, and each level is doing something.
And the last point, so that it's me talking and not you, you know, when Reggie was here, when we hired Mr. Jovich, and we got exhaustive complaints about Mr. Jovich and his enforcement, and he had binders and notebooks and would file charges and was a pit bull in getting after individuals. Now, obviously, we don't want people to be faced with $1,000 fines and not fixing their property up, because the intent is to fix the property up. So, you know, when Steve was here and he came knocking at your door, folks knew that he meant business. So I have no problem with going back to that kind of mentality.
Mr. Marino, if I could, I would say that our current team in Matt and Duke, and I'm sure that all of these council members can say the same thing, that if there are issues brought to their attention, they are dealt with, and they're dealt with in a timely manner. And though Mr. Jovich may have had binders full of paper copies, we have an electronic system that is a mile long with code enforcement cases, open and also closed, that went through their office, that went through the prosecutor's office, that went through the court system. You often hear me say that it's a vicious cycle. And when people are, or property owners are tagged with code enforcement issues, they may do a little bit to skate by and become compliant in some way, shape, or form. Things are good for a month, 2 months, a year, and then the cycle starts all over again. Or that process is you know, move through the prosecutor's office, move to the court system. There is a fine of some sort, or a remedy that takes place. Things are good for a few months, a year, and then the cycle starts all over. That's the biggest issue that we see with these people. But you know, I can assure you that, you know, that list that you had submitted, if I'm a betting man, it is being addressed. And there is documentation to address that. And like I said, they will follow up with you tomorrow. We'll have them reach out to you directly on an update on that list. So that's the problem. And I know you mentioned rentals. It's not only rentals in this city. It's property owners. It's single-family property owners that, quite frankly, don't take pride in their property. And this thing has spiraled out of control for, you know, not only this year or last year. This thing has been spiraling out of control for a long, long time. And there's many factors involved in it. And those are things that I think that, you know, you've heard myself and Ms. Marino, all of council talk about. And, you know, hopefully we're able to, you know, get a grasp on this and stop it, but stop the bleeding. But, you know, again, this has been a issue in the making for a long, long time. And it's not just because this person's our code enforcement officer or that person's our code enforcement officer. There's many issues that cause the blight in all of our neighborhoods.
And I was going to say just that. I think that we had some ordinance changes that helped give them a little bit more tools in the toolbox. And they also, those two, in my observation, they've done a lot in a short time. They've had to come in and inherit, note, not disparaging the other two, but they've came in and had to pick up stuff that was left over in between them leaving and retiring and coming on. So they, you know, they're at it. I do believe they're doing their best, because I know when we've called, probably all of us, they are on top of it pretty good.
Steve, that list that he provided was some council, rather than just have them respond to him, can they respond to all of council as well, so we have that same update?
Yeah, I'll have them send it to all of council.
Thank you.
So I have one more question then. That list we'll be getting will be up to date and in an order of what when they came in. Would that be correct to say?
Progress update, correct.
He was asking, if I heard him right, I don't put words in my mouth, the list of the order of when they were first. Yeah, that like they're not jumping over, that the list will show of when. Yeah, is that what you're asking, Tom?
Yes. See you, D. Come on. I see you. Job for Veterans Day, too. My father shared with me the great job he did.
That's what I'm talking about. I want to thank everyone who came out and supported the Veterans Day at brunch on November 10th. It was a success. Next week, we'll be putting a Christmas tree down at Niles Police Department, and we're having all the veterans' names put on it from Washington Square. So if anybody wants to pick up American flag and buy it for a veteran, we're going to do Christmas with them. Another thing, too, I see the LED lights in the city of Niles. I live on Warren Avenue. There's one LED light. Is Warren Avenue getting LED lights?
Yeah, Warren Avenue's not done yet. We last year received a grant through Brightening Ohio's community, through the state of Ohio, to finish the neighborhood LED replacement program. So there's approximately 500 lights that need to go up, and if Warren Avenue is, I know Warren Avenue doesn't have them yet, so that is on the list to be completed by next year, I believe.
One more question. I have to agree with Chuck. I live in that ward. I live in that ward. And you know what? Here's my philosophy of that. You're a homeowner, and if you can't keep up with your property, you don't need to be in Niles. I lived here all my life. I love Niles. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else. But if you can't take pride in your yard, you need to go.
And I will say that, and I agree. We definitely, and I agree. Just piggyback on that. And I think that one thing that gets lost in the mix is we're not trying to just go in and take property off of people. You know, in the perfect world, want to see it all get fixed up and then be able to maintain it. That is the goal. I mean, I think you've said that as well, right, Mayor? We don't want to just get rid of it. They can fix it, and if they're going to show progression on it, that's our intent, not to just try to take it.
Sure. I mean, you know, we've been pretty aggressive with creating or reestablishing the neighborhood demolition program over the last 6 years. On average, 5 to 6 homes we've been taking down just through our local program on a yearly basis. But what we're seeing is, you know, we're left with these vacant, spotty vacant properties here and there. And who has to assume the maintenance on them? The city. So we're solving one issue in one hand by eliminating the house on the property and eliminating the blight, but we're also left with the financial burden of ongoing maintenance. If we are able to rehab a home and take a blighted or a condemned property and rehabilitate it. And I'll use a perfect example right now is the property on the corner of Gilbert and Mason. That home was scheduled to be demolished. There was a new property owner. We brought them into the housing board and gave them hard deadlines and benchmarks to hit. Those property owners are doing that. If you drive by that house today, it's now one of the nicer homes on the block because the investment that they put into the exterior and interior of that home. So I know that rehabilitation is a route that, you know, we like to see in the city. It's a route that the Trumbull County Land Bank and Trumbull Neighborhood Partners is taking in trying to not eliminate the home altogether, but find different avenues and different means and different ways to rehabilitate the homes to keep people here. Housing is an issue. There's a big thing throughout the county not only is Trumbull County, but also Mahoney County, housing is an issue. There's a shortage of housing, lack of housing, you know, and trying to rehabilitate these homes to attract citizens and put people in these homes and you know, remedy the blight is a successful method of neighborhood revitalization.
That's well said. Last thing I want to say on this is I'm going to try to put pressure on council that to remember everything we talked about tonight, because it's my goal to have by December 4th, our next meeting, to have this plan in place to bring forward on the rental property regulatory inspections. So please remember the way you feel now, because at our next council meeting, I hope to have that in front of you guys.
How many folks work in that department? Three? Four?
We have four. Two part-time, two full-time.
How many worked in that department 4 years ago?
Four.
Four.
Same.
Four. How many worked in that 7 years ago?
Two.
So we've significantly increased staffing. And I hear now we're going to add another staffer to help prosecute cases. Did I hear that correctly?
She's going to fill the assistant law director role. But, yeah, to the extent that these cases are going to have to progress to the common pleas court, she is going to assist, yes.
So that's another position dedicated to housing. So there are a lot of resources being invested in housing. So to Chuck's point, we should see demonstrable improvement in that. Just saying. So, and the last thing I'm going to ask is, if they see something, do I address it, or is it we have to get a complaint before we go out and address it? What is the system?
We are not a complaint-driven department anymore. That's what we tried to steer away from with these extra bodies in the neighborhoods, and that's what the route we've taken is that our two part-time code enforcement officers are in the neighborhoods on a daily basis. They are out looking for issues, writing them up, logging them, and taking the necessary action. Our two full-time officers are also doing the same things. One of them, the way we restructured recently, is we have one position dedicated to the building officer. Next in line, he is zoning. Third in line, he is housing. Our other full-time officer has a primary function of housing, second, zoning, third, building. So they are interchangeable. We have plans when our two part-timers decide to leave to create another third full-time position with a primary function of zoning, second, building, third, housing, so that we have three full-time employees all dedicated to building, housing, zoning in some way, shape, or form. Again, you know, we could talk about adding people left and right, and that would be great. I would welcome that. The more boots on the ground, the better. However, there's a cost associated with headcount, and we've had those discussions, and that's going to be brought up in Friday's meeting about how much another either full-time or part-time body costs to do this. And if it's even favorable to that employee with I'll say we'll discuss more Friday.
Well, to the contrary, I was saying that the city and council have funded significantly more. I don't think we need any more. I think what we need is, to your point, looking at the ways in which our staff are being utilized. And, you know, if they're going out and traveling the city and collecting and doing enforcement actions and getting metrics on streets and whatnot, I mean, we walked the town how many years ago for that grant? So we have a baseline of data. How are we progressing on that data? Those are the kinds of things that I'd be interested in learning more about. But I like your plan on making sure that there's succession and that we're not caught left in a void if somebody leaves, Mayor. So I like that thought process and where you're going with ensuring that we have adequate supervision and technical expertise in each of those. So I agree with that. Thank you. Anyone else wish to address council? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, miscellaneous remarks. I've said way more tonight than I have in a long time, so I will have no further comments other than happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
I echo that, Mr. Marino. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy time with your friends, family, this Thanksgiving season. I was asked to relay the annual tree lighting held by the Niles Lions Club is Monday, December 2nd at 6:30 at the Niles Fire Station. As most of you know, you received my email about the grand opening this Saturday morning, 9:00, Stevens Park for the disc golf course. That has been a hit. There has been, since that is unofficially opened 2 weeks ago, there are people, it looks like spring soccer in Stevens Park with all the people utilizing that disc golf course. So hope to see everyone Saturday morning at 9:00 at Stevens Park. And that's all I have.
Thanks, Mayor. Mr. Auditor?
Just to reiterate, we're going to have our council budget meeting on December 3rd at 4:00 at the city building.
Mr. Treasurer? Mr. Law Director?
Same. Happy Thanksgiving.
Mr. Safety Director? Mr. Service Director? Chief? Mr. Waddell?
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Johnstone?
I just wanted to make sure I thank Dee that I went to the Veterans Day brunch. It was wonderful. As always, the Shepherd's House Ministry. I think a lot of times we say people's names. We say Dee, we say Judy, we say Al. There's a lot of people involved with that. They did a great job and a very nice. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Mr. Julian? Casting? Mr. Salito?
Yeah, a couple things real quick. Started out, I do want to piggyback on what Aaron said. I went to the veterans function, even won a basket. It was a first-class event. Thanks, Dee, for doing an excellent job. Your dad was there, as always. He doesn't miss those things, and it was first class. The other thing is I'm going to bring it through public grounds, and I haven't even – with Iowa Park getting finished up or pretty close – I've had residents as well as in other areas that are interested in buying a bench. And I don't know if we would just do it for the cost of, but at the minimum, because I had talked with the mayor about putting a couple benches or picnic tables down there. So if we can get the citizen to go ahead and pay it and they get to put on and honor their family or whatever, obviously he would determine what the appropriate number or amount of people would be. But I think you know, I had talked about getting seating and stuff down in Iowa, as well as other parks that are due for them as well. And it would have to probably be on a first-come, first-served basis. But, A, it would save the city, if nothing else, trivial money, but it'll save them, as well as allow us a feel-good thing for the rest of the citizens. So I will be presenting something soon after I get a chance to talk with the rest of Public Grounds Committee, Aaron and Wendy, and then obviously the mayor and Giovanni see what their thoughts are on doing something of that sort. So,
Doug, just real quick, we do have a program for bench purchase for our citizens. So all they have to do is call my office, and we'll give them all the specs, the details, and we welcome that. In
areas that are like just designated, or would Iowa be also, you know, on the?
I think that there's no benching seating down there. I think that would be a good place to do that. They do have to be on a concrete.
Yeah, slab, whatever term, you know, whatever
recycled
specs
plastic.
Are,
yeah, we've specs. Tried to get away from those old wooden ones because of the long-term maintenance, and you see a lot of those.
And that material is more durable to last a long time. I'm sure they'd rather pay a little bit, but more than have it know it's going to last longer. And I think that would be a great. So we can talk about if you get a trip down and figure out how many you'd want or something of that sort, and then give fair notice to everybody so it's first come, first serve. You know.
Yeah, just direct them, and we'll give them the program information.
Motion to adjourn by Mr. Waddell, seconded by Mr. Julian. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
All in favor.